Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Look today. I can't get enough of Belichick, man. And he rips the Jets every single week. Rips the Jets.
Well, Rex Ryan might not be taking that job this Monday after that win last night.
They were rumored to give the...
Well, Rex Ryan went on to New York radio and basically said, like, he never wanted to leave. They hired a GM who wanted him out, and he would love to take that job. He wants that job bad.
They have a really good built-in defense.
Rex is a lot of things. He's a good coach. I don't know if he's a great coach, but he's a good coach. Bad. And they've had the most success that they've had in like 20 years under Rex Ryan.
Yeah, no doubt. Rex Ryan wasn't bad. They get a big win yesterday against the Texans as we transition to sports here. Aaron Rodgers, look, he's a lot of things. He can still spin it. And they've got Garrett Wilson, who probably made catch of the year. I mean, it was... An unbelievable catch on 3rd and 19 to keep his foot in. Now, I still don't know if it was a catch. They said the chin came down, but it was a big win for the Jets, and the Texans were trying to bounce back. I'm telling you, I'm just seeing some things here. But the Jets improved to 3-6, and do they have a shot at making a run? I have no idea. I have no idea whatsoever. That team makes so many bonehead mistakes.
One thing that I think, like I said, I'm just like surveying, whether it's the AFC, NFC, whatever, like injuries are a massive part of everything that we're watching right now. So, you know, I look at the Houston Texans and they're clearly dinged up, right? Clearly without Nico and without Stephon Diggs, their offense isn't as potent. And then you look at like what's going on with Detroit. Detroit looks like a juggernaut. But what's it going to look like 5 weeks from now on that defense with no Aiden Hutchinson? Mm-hmm. You know, you can have an immediate little galvanization of the D-line, but how are teams going to now game plan for you when they have a month of film without Aiden Hutchinson? Well, we saw this with the 49ers and Nick Bosa. When Nick Bosa left the Niners that year in 2020, got hurt, like the defense was okay. And then by the end of the year, it was like, they weren't the same. They were in shambles.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this from a Niner perspective. I guess where I'm going with this is, could they be the team that kind of gets right physically and goes on a run and we look at them a lot different a month and a half from now?
Well, the last 2 years, Shanahan, after the bye week, 16-2. November and December, 14-1.
Possibly.
That's what I'm leaning on. This team gets better and better. They age like fine wine throughout the season. Their style is built for November and December in these cold weather caves. But Detroit's going to be active with the NFL trade deadline on Tuesday. And I'm hearing they're rumored, they're leaked to a lot of players. Everybody's active. Buffalo's active. The Houston Texans will probably be active. The Niners will be active. The phones will be ringing in Detroit. Green Bay, they're usually a little quiet there, but you never know with them. The Eagles, Howie Roseman. You don't think his phone's ringing? You don't think he has all these GMs on speed dial looking to improve that football team? They're quietly in first place in the NFC East. They're quietly starting to get healthy. They're quietly starting to play some good football. I got my eyes on the Philadelphia Eagles, the Commanders. What if Adam Peters and Bob Myers, who was in that locker room last week when they beat the Chicago Bears, what are they thinking? So the NFL is going to get active here. And so I can't wait to see what the trade deadline presents, because finally, we'll see that.
What do you think the Niners need?
They need D-linemen.
Just D-linemen?
I want to see them get a D-tackle. I would love to see the Colts get blown out Sunday night in Minnesota. I don't think it's going to happen. I think it's going to be a close game. But if they lose, and who is it, Ryan Grigsby, the GM there in Indianapolis, Shane Steichen, they may just say, you know what, let's start moving off some parts. Can they get DeForest Buckner back?
God, that would be interesting.
Because DJ Jones, I don't think he's going to go anywhere with the Denver Broncos. That defense is good. They're 5-3. They may have a shot at the wild card spot, believe it or not.
Crazy, right?
Crazy. So I think D-line, D-end would be ideal for the 49ers.
I want to know, like, what is going on with Dre Greenlaw? Because if Dre Greenlaw is still, like, kind of, like, you know, touch and go, and they don't think he's going to be a big impact the second half of the season, I could make a case. Like, D-line, I'm with you. I could make a case, though, for linebacker.
Linebacker would be nice.
But I don't know who's giving up linebackers.
Well, the Patriots just gave up a linebacker for a 6th round pick to Kansas City.
Yeah, but
I don't know how good
that's
he
what,
is.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, the Niners need like a starting linebacker. If Greenlaw is not available.
Right. Greenlaw is going to be week to week, according to Kyle Shanahan. So we'll see about Drake Greenlaw. It is a problem because you're going to play Tampa Bay coming out of the bye week. And they've got some tight ends. Otten had a big game against Atlanta. They're going to circle Devondre Campbell. No matter how good of a game he had against the Dallas Cowboys, teams will look at number 59. Devondre Campbell said, let's isolate this guy. Isolate him, please. And let's pass against them. So, I don't know. The trade deadline is going to be fascinating for a lot of teams here because the NFL, these teams are telling you. It's not just me telling you this. The league is telling you that it's a year-to-year league, that if you're in it, home field advantage. I heard Belichick say this on the Pat McAfee show. Belichick's like, home field advantage is starting to become a little overrated. Sure, you like the home games, but home playoff games, there's a lot of freaking distractions. Tickets, fans, everybody's putting you in the Super Bowl. They're already lining up the parades. He's like, going on the road isn't the worst thing in the world in the playoffs. And I think for this 49er team, they play well on the road. They do. They've been road warriors here. So, man, I don't know what they're going to do. But isn't it kind of a blessing in disguise that they get to sit back during this week, during the trade deadline, kind of see how Sunday plays out with Seattle and the Rams, the Packers and the Lions, and say, okay, this is what we need here. I think it's great for the Niners.
That's a good point. No, it's a good point. You know, I'm looking at just where they're at right now, 4-4. And I think a lot of people are like, it's underwhelming. I just feel like their best ball is yet to be played, which is a beauty, right? You got to do it. Yep. You got to go out and execute and you got to do those things. I'm trying to like assess what I've seen this year. And I'm looking at it and I'm like, man, as I break this down, special teams has been so awful. I think it's dragged a lot of this team down. If they could just shore up some of these special teams woes, they're 5-3 or maybe even, 6-2. We're looking at this thing totally different. And then you're thinking, wow, we get CMC back. Now, you're replacing Ayuk over the totality of a 15-17 game season. That's going to be difficult. And Ricky Pearsall is going to have to really step up here. Debo's going to have to really step up here, and he's been banged up. But I'm looking at their overall grades, and the one that sticks out to me, Bonte, to your point, D-line is the lowest grade of the offense defense, not including special teams, that I have. I would love for them to get an impact D-lineman.
That's worse, and I think a lot of teams are looking for that. So D-line's on my wish list. We heard from Baldy earlier this week. He says they need to shore up the D-line. I believe it. The defensive line, because even if you do run into Detroit or Philadelphia or Washington, those teams have monster running games. They will run the ball down your throat, and they will not stop.
Who has been your team MVP through 8 weeks?
Oh, no, I'll tell you on the other side here. As we have our guests are the roasters, right? We're going to do shameless shout-outs at 7:45. We're working on some guests right now. We'll get that going here. But shout-out to our friends at Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. If you're going to call it to the roast, you better bring it, because if you don't, you'll be flushed. Brought to you by Flowing Water Plumbing and Drain. 888-957-9570. Who's your team MVP so far? Who's going to win the Lynn Eschmont Award if you had to give it out right now? The most inspirational / team MVP. 888-957-9570. Niners on the bye week, but there are some games that do impact the 49ers. Seahawks, Rams in Seattle, Cardinals, Bears in the desert, Lions and Packers in the NFC North. A lot going on in the NFL this week, despite the Niners not playing. We'll discuss that coming up. Sponsored by Valvoline Instant Oil Change. Valvoline Instant Oil Change is your 15-minute drive-through oil change. Visit the friendly expert technicians at your local Valvoline Instant Oil Change to check fluids, tire pressure, windshield wipers, batteries, and much, much more. Locations and coupons at BayAreaOilChange.com.
How is your home handling hot?
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.